and you mentioned the big influx of talent that's come in now with this recruiting class, and in particular, I mean, just a couple names that jump off the page. I want to begin with this name just because it's a name that's returning, but not because of her, because of her older sister, Caitlin Bowman, a freshman coming from Dannemora, New York. Obviously, her older sister, Megan, point guard for the Gators the last few years, was part of the championship team two seasons ago. Talk about how that all worked out, in that you have Megan here, and now it's like, well, I have a sister who can come right in and, you know, follow what I did. You know, how did that all work out in getting Caitlin on board?
You know, me coming to New York for the first time ever, I had to get my feelers out there to see, you know, where to really recruit. And I was talking to Meg one day, I think it had to be in the fall of last year, and she mentioned her sister. So I said, all right, you know, I'll check her out. Completely different player. You know, Meg was fantastic. Caitlin's also fantastic, but they're just different style of play. They still have what I call that Bowman swag. definitely, you know, they want to be the best on the court. They want to, you know, they want to play a perfect game all the time. But, you know, Kate came to visit. I, you know, trekked up to, I tell her she lives in Canada, to Canada a couple times during the season last year to watch her play. And, you know, she's fitting in great with the team. I think she's going to be an impact freshman right away. But like I said, if you're coming to the game, she's a completely different player than Meg is, but still just as important, I think, for this year's team.
Bowman swag. I have no idea what you're talking about with that.
Don't tell her I said that.
It's all good. Just between me, you, and whoever's listening to this show right now. it's all good. It's just, you know, just a handful of people. Looking at the freshman again, one other name that jumped off the page to me, that I don't know if I was just completely out of it when you were recruiting and I wasn't really paying attention to who was coming, Emily Parslow from Fonda Fultonville. Talk about Emily a bit and what you feel like she brings on board as a freshman and you know, being from the Fonda area.
Emily was definitely a huge get for us. I went kind of what I call stalker mode on her. I went to as many games as I possibly could. The first time I saw her play, I was like, I wanted to coach her. I said to myself, I need to coach this kid. Besides, you know, just being, she's a great point guard. She sees the floor extremely well, which I think is something that you didn't get to see at Fonda. You know, smaller schools like that, you kind of have one or two players, and they have to do a bulk of the scoring. But I think what I've seen is, you know, she doesn't have to take it all on herself. So her passing game, I think, has improved. Her court vision is fantastic. And obviously, I mean, she can kick and score. I mean, she can shoot from all over the floor. You know, when she walks in the gym, she's open. And, you know, I've tried to tell her more and more, she's deferring too much and trying to get others involved. And even though she's a freshman, we're going to need her to score the basketball. She, again, is having a fantastic preseason. And I'm really excited to see the things that she can do. You know, obviously losing Meg Bowman last year, 1,000-point scorer, 500 assists for her career, you can't replace that right away. But I think we can develop Emily into one of the best point guards, you know, in the conference, never mind just in at Sage.
Allison Coleman, head coach for Sage Women's Basketball, joining us here on Katie's Corner on Sporty 1240 NBC Sports Radio, also streaming live online at sporty1240.com and on the TuneIn Radio app. Also, a couple names, some upperclassmen who are now on the team that weren't around the last couple of years with Sage. That would be Alexis Altieri, a junior, 5'6 guard out of Loudonville from Colony Central, and then another junior, Nyasia Irby, 5'5 junior out of Great Neck, New York. Talk about those two coming on board and joining this squad as well.
Yeah, Nyasia actually is transferring in from CCNY. She was a track athlete there and also a basketball athlete. And, I mean, obviously being a track athlete, she provides a lot of quickness. And I think having so many freshmen on the team, you know, her being a junior now, that's going to help out with some maturity. And then Alexis, she came on the radar actually really late. And I did a little recon on her. I contacted Amy Jefferson because Amy played with her. And she said, Coach, you got to get this kid. So I met with Alexis, and she actually just transferred in. She was at Sage last spring and saw our team and wanted to get involved. So, now she's here. And, you know, I think what it provides for us is at practice, everybody's getting better because it's competitive. And that's the most that a coach can ask for, you know. Just every single day, they're just going at each other, and everybody is just getting better, and it's really exciting to see. You know, even only 18 practices in, I've seen big improvements with, I think, you know, 1 through 11. We have 2 fall athletes that are just about to join us in the next week or so. But you know, the 11 or 12 that have been at practice have just gotten, you know, better every day.
And now, I would be very, I'd basically be not doing my job if I didn't at least bring up the rule changes that we kind of talked about a little bit back in the summer. But now that we're close to the season, just the overall fact that now instead of 20-minute halves, the NCAA is switching to a more of a pro format, or actually a weird hybrid where it's going to be 4 10-minute quarters, obviously. Anyone coming from high school is coming from, you know, 4 8-minute quarters up to 10-minute quarters. Anyone that's played college ball is now going to be readjusting from 2 halves to 4 quarters. Talk about what that change, you know, means overall. And then also the other thing being, you know, the ball advancing rules that are now in place as well.
Yeah, we went through our first scrimmage so far, and obviously the first time going through the 4-quarter format going live. I have to say I don't mind it. I think because we're still figuring out our rotation, it allows for us to try a few different things. It also provides an extra timeout that I don't have to call myself in between the quarters. But I don't mind it. I mean, especially I think for us this year, if we need to play some smaller rotations, that allows for some extra breaks. Let's, you know, if I have to take Parzal out at the, you know, end of the first quarter and sit her, she's only missing a minute or two of game time, but really getting a 5-minute rest. So I like that part of it. It's definitely different, though. You know, you kind of feel like you're learning to coach the game all over again because strategies need to change. And then, you know, you're talking about advancing the ball. That, I think, we haven't experienced that yet. We've gone through it in practice a little bit. But I think that'll be interesting. I'm not quite sure my stance on that yet. if we have the ball, I like it. If we don't, I'm not really a big fan of it. But I guess we'll see when that situation comes.
It's a double-edged sword. It's a matter of whether you're on the offensive or defensive end of that rule, basically. It is what it is, right?
Absolutely.
Now, you know, obviously the season gets going. Next week, you'll be opening up actually playing in the Keene State tip-off tourney. Next Friday and Saturday, and then you'll open up your home schedule the week after that. Talk about being a part of that Keene State tip-off tournament and what in particular you're going to be looking for as far as developing the team from practices into game situations and going forward into the season.
Yeah, I was really excited about getting in the Keene State tournament. You know, we open up with the Mount Ida. And they have a new coach this year, but they have a lot of returners. So I think that will be a good test for us because that team has been together for the past 2 or 3 years. So a very young team will be playing a very experienced team. So I think that will be great. And then, you know, if we get through, we'll likely be playing Keene State. And you know, Keene State was in my conference when I was a player and an assistant coach. And that's just a very tough place to play, no matter if it's November or February. And they're a very good team. Keith has been there for almost 30 years now. So I feel like I know his stuff at like the back of my hand, so I'm hoping we get through to him. But, you know, we'll just be looking to find out what our identity is. Find out, you know, I believe you need three double-digit scorers to win games. And I think, you know, we'll start figuring out who those people are going to be and, you know, start defining our roles. And we're going to go through some ups and downs and, you know, have to make some changes along the way. But, you know, we could potentially face 2 Little East Conference schools back-to-back, which I think is huge, you know, in order to make this team into a program and make the program the best it can be in the 518, you need to play those teams. So, you know, having Keene State and Western Connecticut, and then we have Skidmore at the end of the year, we have Union. You got to play the better teams to make yourself better. So I'm excited about that. And that's really what it's about this year, you know, just getting better. We have a lot of new faces, but we have the same goal as, you know, winning the Skyline Conference Championship. That's never going to change as long as I'm here.
Skidmore. Yeah. I'm gonna be as neutral as possible, I guess, that day. Because it had to be played at Sage, and I know. You're creating a mess for me. I'm kidding. I'll stop complaining. All right. Coach Coleman, Allison Coleman, head coach of Sage Women's Basketball. Coach, it's been great. Thank you very much for coming on the show, especially considering, you know, I just reached out to you, you know, this morning. And we'll definitely catch up soon, and I'll see you, week and a half, 2 weeks almost? This is crazy.
About a week and a half, yeah. I'm excited. Thank you for having me on.